from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'd rather not say.
So he sees a strange number.
Right.
Well, you know, the first thing you say is not, is this Larry?
But,
well, what if he'll tell you? I'm sorry you got the wrong number. Isn't that what most people would say?
Bob and Jeff, afternoons at 2 on KFH. The commercials are over.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Daily here on KFH. Glad to be here with you. Want to say thanks to Pray Fire Coffee for bringing us a great cup of coffee each morning at KFH and our Odyssey family. We are welcoming in now TJ Cleland, 12 News Sports Director. Got his sights set on Ketchikansas right now, the high school sports arm of 12 News. Thanks for watching us on 12 News Connected, by the way, right now. As the Ketchy Awards are coming up, so the Ketchy Awards are basically the big celebration of the last high school sports season, right as we get ready to transition into the next high school sports season. TJ, welcome into Sports Daily. How are you, man?
Hello, I'm pretty good. I got to tell you guys, I don't know if you saw, I know Tommy's big into the college football game. The new KU Stadium just came out, so my time is valuable because I'm not playing in the new David Booth Kansas Memorial Stadium. I'm on the radio with you.
This is the NCAA football game. Yep. So what did they do? They built it and then like inserted it into the game?
Yep, today's the first day that the new stadium's in there.
Wow.
So the new wheat lights and all that stuff. So you can actually play with the current team in the stadium that they're not going to play in for another year.
Does it look as much like a giant rib cage as the renderings appear?
The lights, the wheat lights. Everybody keeps calling them the wheat lights, waving the wheat.
It's fine. It's going to be unique. I like it. It'll be memorable. Maybe we'll have some high school athletes playing in it at some point soon. My guess is that we will. How has the process for first things first, do we know yet when the actual awards presentation, the reveal will happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen tomorrow afternoon, Friday afternoon. We're going to stream it on 12 News Connected where you're watching this. So it'll play out on that. You can watch it live as it comes out. And then hopefully we can have a replay ready on catchitkansas.com where people can go and find that. And, you know, if they missed anything, they can go find their winners on there. I know that I'm not certain on these dates, but I know that if you miss any of that, that it is going to air on KWCH. In some time slot, I don't remember what days it is entirely, we'll have that, and we'll obviously tell you on 12 News whenever we have that as well. So there's a bunch of different ways you can catch it and see who won the Ketchy Awards. So,
That'll be awesome. What surprise do you think you know? You've got the answers to the test. You know who you won these things, and we won't find out till tomorrow. But any surprises in there? How was that process when you went and calculated up all the thousands and thousands and thousands of votes?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, we had almost 4,000 votes on these from all across the state, and you can tell that it really is geographical all across the state because there's a lot of Western Kansas represented, and Western Kansas showed up to vote for some of these guys. And that's the fun part about these awards is that for the people that don't know, the Catchy Awards is that 12 News, the sports team kind of will go through and narrow down. We have a category pretty much for every single sport that Keisha offers. We even do top bowler, boys and girls, everything like that. We'll go through and pick out our, you know, top four that we thought had the best year, things of that nature, and narrow that down. And then we post it, and then we have no more say. It's all up to the fans of who they want to win the award. So a little bit of a popularity contest. It's pretty fun to see what towns are going to show out because with high school sports obviously being so regional, it's a lot of fun of who really takes this that seriously. And there's some towns, you know, just off the top of my head, not to spoil anything, but like towns like McPherson surprisingly will show up to vote for their guys. There's a lot of McPherson Bullpups that were represented on the nominees. You know, Bishop Carroll parents were big on voting Bishop Carroll kids, stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun to dig through and just kind of see who's the ones that wanted to show up to vote.
It is a fun process. I know it means a lot to a lot of the kids. It's very much geared to, and it's been a while since I've been heavily involved in it. I've been a part of some of the shows of it, but what's fun to me is how much fun kids can have with it on social media. And that makes it more fun, you know, as you're grinding through just to see it mean something to the kids makes it worth it.
Yeah, the most fun thing that I think it is, because obviously with the great year of athletics that we had, there's a lot of kids that, you know, were, you know, nationally recognized, you know, Gatorade Player of the Year in the state, you know, things of that nature, Division I athletes, and they're going against a kid from a 1A school that had a great year and led their team to a championship, and it's really up to, you know, do people think that the nationally recognized player should win the award, or to the 1A school that just had the time of their lives going to Hayes and winning a championship, should they win the award? So that's a lot of fun, too. Kind of seeing some upsets in your mind and everything like that.
So watch for it on 12 News Connected. If you follow 12 News, Catch Kansas, it'll all be, you know, socially pushed out to you. Of course, if you're watching us on 12 News Connected, you know exactly how to find it. And then catchatkansas.com. I know the process is beginning because we're in the office together every day on looking to next football season. And the resources look very strong for Catch at Kansas to get out there and cover a whole bunch of teams this year. You guys are neck deep in schedules, which if you see one of the Catch at Kansas crew, just tell them thank you for the schedules. It'll let you go through and manually enter every one of those. What is it, 220 schools?
There's 189 different teams that are in our coverage area. So we have to go through and put all eight of their games in one by one.
And football is much easier than the other sports. So just keep that in mind if you're ever, you know, mad that a home and away might be flipped on a 2A, you know, volleyball or whatever. So anyway, we're getting ready for high school football season. We can start here in the City League, I guess. So maybe a little bit of a power shift in the City League. And we saw this last year, but you guys, I know you and Brandon are big on Wichita East this year, which is great, I think, for the city.
Yeah, absolutely. It is really interesting. It is kind of a power shift. Even I've only covered, two full seasons of high school football here in Wichita. This is, you know, year number three coming up on it. You know, even I've kind of seen the power shift of, you know, obviously it was always Bishop Carroll leading the way. Wichita Northwest was always really good. Last year, it really kind of got flipped on its head. Is week one, Wichita Northwest beats Bishop Carroll by like 50. And everybody's like, well, I don't know what's going on. Who's good? Who's not good? I don't really know. We kind of have a little bit of an idea. And then this year, there was kind of a lot of, you know, with the new 259 rule, or I guess Kansas wide rules of the kind of free transfer and stuff like that. It's college athletic transfer portal has kind of made its way to the City League a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun to kind of see who's going to be on where. But speaking of Wichita East, I know the big one is Deuce Bohannon. He was a sophomore at Northwest last year, I believe. You know, I think he's got an offer from K-State, NKU, and some others, if not just interest from a bunch of Division I schools. Just a real stout kind of like Debo back that we call him. He can do a little bit of everything. You play plug him and play him. Transferred to East, so they add him. They've got a couple other skill guys that are going to come back from their team last year that was really close to making a state title game. I think they fell out in the quarterfinals, I believe. They graduated a lot. They graduated the all-time passer in the City League in Deontay Mitchell, but with so much skill that they have there, and they have a really fun offense. They like to go really fast and score in chunk plays. So East is going to be a great team.
Yeah, speaking of that power shift, you know, one of the big stories last year, Cape and Mount Carmel, and just what they were able to do. You know, everybody, of course, like you mentioned, has always thought about Bishop Carroll as the traditional Catholic powerhouse in the Wichita Metro. But Cape and led by longtime coach Weston Schartz, they had an incredible season, almost won a state championship. Do you anticipate, TJ, that we'll see more of that same kind of success from Cape?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Capen.
Yeah, I was about to bring up Capen. I think that might be the story of the year, because Capen is now a 4A football school. They're going to be competing in 4A, not 5A. So, who knows where they can go? It's going to be really interesting. You know, they lose Omari Elias. They lose both of the Thingballs, their wide receivers. I can't remember if their quarterback's coming back or not. But it's going to be a really interesting team. But obviously, Capen's great every year. It always just seems like Bishop Carroll was the hurdle they couldn't get over. Last year, they finally did. But Weston Schartz is a great coach. It'll be an interesting year in the City League. They're not going to be as talented as they were last year. Obviously, when you lose one of the greatest rushers in City League history, it'll be a completely different offense of how they're going to handle that, because really it was, if it's third and long, you can give it to Amari and you'll still probably get the first down. So going to get more creative this year, I'm sure, there at Capen. But when they're a 4A school, it's going to be, anybody's up for 4A. It's really interesting, and it's insanely weird to me that we could see a Capen versus Aquinas state championship game in 4A.
It will take a lot of time to see Cape and play in a 4A schedule, even. One more for me, TJ. When do fall previews start? When does Catch a Kansas preview tour start up?
Yeah, so August 19th is the first week that teams can practice. A week later this year, by the way, Thanksgiving falls late, so yeah, Everything in football gets backed up one. So August 19th, the first practice, and we're hitting the ground running. We're starting our countdown to kickoff. Every single day from August 19th until September 6th, we're going to have a feature on one football school around the state, go around kind of previewing some of our favorites ahead of the season. We'll have that, and then obviously August 19th, year three of the Rising Star Road Trip returns. Rachel Hallam, our new reporter, heading out to Western Kansas, going to hit a bunch of feature stories out there, talking to schools, just to name a few. She's going to Smith Center to do a cross-country story, stopping in Hayes, stopping in Hoxie, stopping in Scott City, Liberal, Great Bend. I'm pretty jealous. I've gone the past 2 years and hit up all the local hamburger joints, brought the golf club.
A lot of- A lot of greasy burgers in her future.
That I tell people, they're like, is that a lot of fun? I got Buffalo Dunes and the Thirsty Dog in Holcomb, so you can't really beat a greasy hamburger and a good round of golf out there. So
it'll be awesome. KetchikKansas.com, the place to be. You can follow TJ at KWCHTJ, that's TEJAY, on social. You can follow KetchikKansas on social. And of course, all this with 12 News Connected. We're looking forward to a high school football season. We'll have TJ in every week looking at some of our biggest games. It'll be a lot of fun. This is the time of year, and I know it struck TJ. This is the time of year you're ready for the summer to be done and get football here. It is like clockwork. You're just like fidgeting, counting, you know, just twiddling your thumbs, ready for the start of a high school football season. And then look for the Catchy Awards. Those are coming Friday, tomorrow. Those will drop. 12 News Connected, KetchKansas.com. Celebrate one more time last year, and we turn the page to next year. TJ, we appreciate it.
Yep, absolutely.
There goes TJ Cleland. We're going to take a break. When we return, the IHOP hotline stays busy. Tim Fitzgerald will join us. Before we take that break, though, let's get you set up for one of our giveaways today. You can win a pair of tickets to the All Ball Shepherd's Way fundraiser with Tim Tebow. That'll be August 16th and 17th at the Crown Uptown Theater. Shepherd's Way is a residential career development program committed to empowering young adults or adults with intellectual developmental disabilities. Tim Tebow will be joined by local legends, including Gene Stevenson, Bill Stevenson, PJ Forbes, Mike Pelfrey, Nate Robertson, Garrett Gould, and more. All you got to do to win. Here we go. Text the keyword Tim, T-I-M, to 20357. That's Tim to 20357. Message and data rates apply. The winners will get some signed Tebow memorabilia as well. Again, that's Tim, 20357. Good luck, everybody. We'll come back. Tim Fitzgerald, not Tim Tebow, joins us next to talk a little K-State sports on Sports Daily.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.